Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guest right now is Harlequin Kamani author Rochelle Allers. Rochelle has been hailed by readers and booksellers alike as one of today's most popular African-American authors of women's fiction, and with nearly 2 million copies of her novels in print, Ms. Allers is a regular on the Walden Books, Borders, and Essence bestseller lists, and has been the recipient of numerous awards, and she joins us today to talk about Sweet Summer Nights, which is book 7 in the Eaton family saga. Welcome, Rochelle.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Kentucky clinic where Dr. Levi Eaton is volunteering is worlds away from his wealthy Pennsylvania roots. Why has he left his family to come to be in Kentucky?
When he was in medical school, he volunteered to do community service in an impoverished region, and that region took him to Kentucky, where there is a great need even today for medical care for the residents.
Your heroine Angela had her heart broken and her faith in men shattered, but she picks herself up to create a new, better, stronger life for herself in the book. What was the message you wanted to show through her development as a character?
That all disappointment doesn't end right there, that there's always an alternative, and it depends on whether you want to move past it or just stay and wallow in it. And for Angela, she chose to move past it. And even though it took her a while to restore her faith in men, she had other things that were like emotional crutches to help her along to meet her goal.
Angela owns a gift shop with her cousin, and only two members of her family know that she writes romance novels under a different name. Are you like Angela, or how are you different?
I'm Angela in a way, because not everybody knows that I write romance novels. Even some people in my family, they don't know how many books I've written or if I'm still writing.
How can that be?
I just don't talk about it. But of course, the reading public, they know. And they keep me up on my toes, and they keep asking, when's the next Eaton, when's the next Wainwright, when's the next Cole? So it's really the people who go out and buy the books that know more about me than my own family.
That's wonderful. Generally, you prefer to keep the couples in your novels racially paired, but I understand that there will be a few future titles where the couples will be different races or ethnic groupings. What are the joys and challenges of writing mixed-race couples?
There are not really many challenges. In fact, I enjoy pairing couples that are not of the same race or ethnic background, because if you look at the world is just so small, and, you know, it doesn't make a difference. All you have to do is look at teenagers. Teenagers all over the world look alike, you know, and they're the future. So it's not difficult, because I grew up in a racially diverse neighborhood here in New York City, and one thing I don't use is race as a conflict. You know, unless you're visually impaired, you don't know what the other person looks like. And even if you were blind, it wouldn't make a difference, because there are other things that come into play. But I've done a few mixed couples in The Wainwrights. I did one in one of my larger books, Pleasure Seekers, where the guy's race wasn't an issue, but his age, because he was so much older. So you know, it's fun. It's a lot of fun, and I like getting the feedback from readers who truly love it. And a lot of them ask me, "When are you doing any? Are you doing any more interracial?" I said, "But of course, why not?"
Will there be more Coles and Wainwrights in 2012 and 2013?
2012, I will have another Cole, another Wainwright, probably in 2013. And definitely another Eaton in 2013. But I think there'll be two more calls in 2013 also.
Well, thank you for taking the time to sit down with us today and keeping us up to date with what's happening with the Coles and the Wainwrights and all your other families. I can't wait to read them.
Thank you so very much.